30 seconds. Can they call out?
Good morning. Sorry, we were up here discussing how I had 30 seconds and not to start yet, and then they didn't have the mic on. So, good morning and welcome. Thank you all for coming in and being so energetic this morning. Would you join me in prayer? Father, we truly thank you for the privilege it is to come to you in prayer. We thank you, Lord, for being able to gather in the freedoms we have in this country to worship you and to praise you. And Lord, we pray this morning, giving you praise and giving you glory and thanking you, Lord, for another day, that you are our provision, our God, our Savior, and our King, that you paid the price to bring us into relationship with you, Lord. We thank you for those things. And we do ask, Lord, that you open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us today. In Jesus' name, amen. In front of you in the chairs are the prayer request forms, prayer cards, however you want to put it. They're in the Bibles also up front. If you want to fill those out, you can put praises and or prayer requests on those. Pass them to the center when we get our volunteers up there to do it. And then we'll take those and place them up on the kneelers here to be prayed over. And then we encourage you to come up and get one to take home and pray over those throughout the week. If you can't get down to kneel at the altar, do remember you can sit in the front row of chairs, or you can ask one of the kids or somebody to go get me one of those. So keep that in mind as well. Praise team?
All right.
Oh, wait a minute. One other thing. I almost forgot. This is important. To mess everybody up that likes Star Wars and Star Trek. Okay? Got this? May the 4th be with you.
Great. Okay. all right. Everyone, please stand with us. Through a lot of prayer and practice, Brody has actually prepared this this worship set, and I'm really excited, and he's really excited to share this with you. We're going to start with praise, and he wants me to ask you guys to clap with him, so make sure you guys do that. Right, Brody? Right? All right, let's do it.
All right. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That has breath, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm praising in the valley, praise on the mountain. I praise when I'm sure, and praise when I'm doubting. I praise when I'm numbered, and praise when surrounded. Is the water my enemies drowning? As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise when I don't. I praise 'cause I know you're still in control. 'Cause praise is my weapon, it's more than a sound. My praise is the shout that brings Jericho down. As long as I'm breathing, I've got a reason to praise the Lord. Oh. My God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Cause you're sovereign, praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'm praise cause you're faithful, praise cause you're true, praise cause there's nobody greater than you. I'm praise cause you're sovereign, praise cause you reign, praise cause you rose and defeated the grave. I'm praise cause you're faithful, praise cause you're true. Praise cause there's nobody greater than you. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. I'm gonna praise the Lord, oh my soul.
That's a good way to get started, though, for sure.
Following you today, Mr. Brock.
Oh, I thought you were going to pull that mic down.
Oh, yeah. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. We're so glad you... Wait, prayer night. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. I know he's switching it on me and I'm reading at the same time. Be here Tuesday, 6 p.m. prayer night. If you can't be here, join us in prayer at home. God knows our hearts. He knows where we are and... We can all pray together. Oh. You know, he's like my little brother. A crucified life. No meeting this coming Sunday. Because, you know, the boss is going to be gone. So, what are you doing? Yeah. Just wait to see how much trouble we get into. All right, a new study starting May 18th, Sunday afternoon. Here comes my lovely assistant. With some sign-ups. I don't have enough faith to be an atheist. This is awesome and amazing. I've read it. But it's always more fun if we study together and sharpen each other, you know, like iron sharpens iron. So May 18th, afternoon, Sunday afternoon after service. Our next Day of Hope Fresh Food Initiative is May 19th. That's coming up soon. Be here by 1:45 if you want to serve. The truck gets here somewhere between noon and 3. No. So, two-ish. Supposed to be two-ish, but, you know, if we're here a little early. Sometimes they are, too. Ooh, yes. We are doing another T-shirt order. I have the T-shirts. If you don't know, this design was... Where's Martha? Sparrow came up with the front design, which is awesome. And then I think it was Kelly Plasky came up with the back, which is awesome. We wear these when we serve in the community. If we have them, I need to order one because I don't have one. So if you would like to order them, see Martha. There's Martha. She was, you know. Uh-oh, my baby's crying.
Yeah. Where should we go?
South. Oh, okay. We're going to check in now. So if you have not, please text the word check to 517-522-4062. Check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classrooms. Parents, we're still trying to get that whole check them out of the classroom thing down. It's not going as well as I would like. I will do better today, maybe.
Maybe we should put like something that shocks them so they can't leave the room until you check them out.
The kids or the
parents?
I mean, either one.
I was going to say, it's really not the kids. They wait patiently. Well, not really patiently. They wait, though. All right.
No way.
I don't know. Is that it? Can't be it, can it?
Pretty much. I mean, we got the one thing Tracy was going to talk about.
Yeah, Tracy's going to talk.
I like that. Please note that there are picnic signups going to be going around in the near future. If you would like to have fellowship with one or more of us, sign up. Right? All right. So.
I think we're going to collect the prayer cards, and then while Kenny's processing those, I'll talk.
Oh, he needs time to process? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not going to be here next week. I got to get them all in today. All right. If I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers? I see one. Two. All right. Three. Okay. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will collect them. I love how these kids of ours are so eager to serve. They're amazing. Thank you for your service. Oh, she even put them all in order. Oh.
Thank you, darling.
Do you want me to...
It's your turn.
Okay, so in August, we have a big celebration, and we are just starting planning for it, for a 35th anniversary of this church being in existence. And we met last, we met last Sunday. Martha and I are co-chairs for this event, and the theme is a testimony to God's faithfulness. I mean, isn't that beautiful?
That is.
You know, somebody came up with that idea, and I love that because it has been a testimony. So we're going to be doing things like, we're just starting planning, like I said, but invitations, Jan, Jan's going to be, coming up with a list of people that need to be invited, and feel free to see her if you have people that you want to have included. Invitations will be mailed out to people. Martha is designing the invitation. We will also, Bonnie's going to be working on, some photo boards, as well as a video. So if you have photos or videos to share with her, get those to her by July 1st so that she's got time to put all that information together. We know that from a food perspective, Evan and John are going to be providing meat. They've already been consulted, and so we're excited about that, but we'll need more planning in that area. And let's see, did I miss anything? Did I miss anything, Brody? So, again, we're just starting planning, so we'll be reaching out for additional assistance as we kind of get a little bit more organized. But August 17th, so the service, we'll have a service here, and we'll probably have an opportunity for people to share about God's faithfulness during their time here. And then we'll move down to the pavilion in Grass Lake for the potluck, an additional time of celebration. So more to come. Thank you.
Obviously, I am not Jamie. But Jamie's not here, so I'm doing prayer, and I'm not going to preach today, so this may get a little preachy. Oh, I knew you would be excited. Wow, tough room. Two things from God's Word. We're told not to be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving to let our requests be known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And then in 1 Timothy 2, I'm going to read 1 through 4. First of all, then I urge you that requests, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made in behalf of all people, for kings and all who are in authority, so that they may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. So we're to pray for others. We're to pray for ourselves. We're to pray. Thursday night was the National Day of Prayer. National Day of Prayer. I got to stay in front of this thing and it kills me. Was the National Day of Prayer. And I would love to tell you that it was very well attended. Besides the 12 or 13 pastors, there were 28 people there. Our church was well represented of those 28. So thank you all for coming out for that. Prayer is important. And we have all these prayer requests, which I'm going to read to you, and praises, that I'm going to lay up here. We need to come and pray for these people. We need to lift each other up. We're to pray for one another, right? So that's what we're going to talk about. Or that's all I'm going to talk about right now. Praises. Jessica has a praise. Scouts Project is almost finished. The kids can go out and play again as of now. We have to move some dirt yet. So we'll have to get to that. And I want to thank all who came out. Oh, yes. I thought it was some of the bigger kids. Thank you all for coming out. Those of you who slave labor, I thank Ralph and Martha. They started on the landscaping. They were laying stones out there, picking them up, lugging them around. A lot of the stuff has been fixed up. Everybody has pitched in. I can't name everybody, so I want to thank you all for all that you're doing and what you have done. Projects are ongoing. There is dust. There is dirt. It's a sign of growth, and Amen. It's awesome. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Jessica has a health praise. Finally got some answers on cause of frequent headaches, and no headaches for a whole month. Praise the Lord. And all that stuff, if you heard on the news around Pittsburgh, the windstorms, our kids were in that. And they were kept safe during the straight winds, as they called them. There is some property damage and damage to the house. I can't believe that it actually rolled a fuel tank. So just giving praise for them being kept safe. Prayer request. Mindy and I would like Travel Mercies. It was the first one. I didn't place it here. We would like Travel Mercies. We're going to a pastor's retreat, pastor's fellowship is what it's called, in Kentucky, and we leave right after service today. We'll be back on Wednesday. Candy has a praise. You got your Social Security. Praise the Lord. And prayer for Steve's dad as he moves to the Masonic home, that the transition is blessed. So, Emmett has a prayer request for his friend named Charlie, whose grandmother passed away. Thank you. Did I get that right? Carter. Sorry, Carter. Okay, it does say Carter. Roseanne's nephew, you need to pray for Jason that he will admit that he needs some help. Just pray for him. And then we need to pray for Glenda, whose blood pressure is a little high. Issues. Let's put it down. It's the other way. Low. Low. Either way, blood pressure issues. And I will lay these up here. And no, I will give them to Brock. And then he'll take care of that. So would you pray? Well, that's not a first time that's ever happened. I'll give you these. Let's pray. Father, we do come before you and give you praise for all the many things that you're doing around the church and with us here. We're thankful, Lord, for volunteers. We're thankful, Lord, that your people step up when they're needed. And this morning, Lord, we pray for Glenda. We pray, Lord, for her blood pressure, that you would get it under control, that you, Lord, would bless her with that. We pray for Jason, Lord, that you would help him to understand that he needs help, like we all do, Lord. Let him admit to it and turn to you through it all. We pray for Carter's grandma and the family, Lord. We pray that you would bless the family, that you would undergird them. that you would help them, Lord, and comfort them through their loss. We're thankful, Lord, for what's going on with Candy, and we pray, Lord, for continued healing. We pray, Lord, that you would be with Steve's dad as he goes into the Masonic home. Help him. Give him strength, Lord. Lord, I pray for Mindy and I as we travel to Kentucky that you would watch over us, go before us and behind us, above us and below us. Keep us safe as we go. We pray, Lord, for Tammy. I don't know how I missed this one before. My apologies, Lord. I pray, Lord, for good news on the apartment for, and we pray continued blessings to keep moving forward and healing for Brittany. I would take this, correct?
Was my appointment well?
Your appointment went well. And then we also pray for Brittany and you for continued healing. Lord, we lift to you all these health praises for the different things that are going on with Jessica. And we pray you again, Lord, for your mercies and grace toward all of us. Be with us, Lord. Watch over us and bless the speaker. Bless this team behind me. Bless us, Lord, as we seek after you. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Please stand with us. We'll continue singing. I want to hear, especially for my kids, because this is one of their favorite songs. So.
My breath, it hasn't happened yet. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night, scared to death. So I pray, God, would you make this stop? Father, please hold on to me, you're all I've got. So carry me, carry me, carry me now from my sinking sand. Your solid ground, the only way I'm ever gonna make it out. You carry me, carry me, carry me now. God, carry me, carry me, carry me now. Jesus, call my heart, come near me, please. Lord, don't let these worries get the best of me. Oh, I believe that you're still here with me. Cause you meant what you said when you said you'd never leave. So carry me, carry me, carry me now. From my sinking sand to your solid ground. Like I'm stuck in the valley of the shadow of death. And I've been down here so long, I just can't find my way out. Oh God, I don't stand a chance unless you carry me now. God, carry me now. Sinking sand to your solid ground. The only way I'm ever gonna make it out is if you carry me, carry me, carry me.
I'm so thankful for God's faithfulness, as our theme for this celebration is all about. And I'm so thankful that that is one of my kids' favorite songs, because it's so true and foundational to how we live our life. Anyway, let's keep going.
To those around me.
heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Please be seated.
All right, here we are with our stewardship minute or two or three or whatever it rolls out to be. All right, I'm just going to start reading here Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 6 to begin with. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them. And he says, in prophecy, in proportion to our faith. And goes through a few more of the gifts. And in verse 11, I want to highlight, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. So what does this have to do with stewardship? I always have to explain that because it never makes any sense. A while back I read something. I get these little blurbs from C.S. Lewis. And he talked about the enemy has a strategy to keep us away from other Christians. One of his strategies is to keep us away from other Christians. And another part of that is to make us think we can do things like in our own strength or by our own sheer will. We're not designed that way. And this passage kind of explains that. We're part of the body of Christ. And so if we're good stewards of our gifts, we'll be working in the body with other believers. The enemy won't be able to keep us away from the other Christians because we're working side by side. We're part of that body. And so we have a responsibility not only to be good stewards of our own gifts in that way, but to not think of ourselves more highly than we should, and those next to us or alongside of us use their gifts as well. That's the punchline. With that, I'm going to invite my helpers here to take up the offering. If you want to pray with me over the... Father God, we are here to serve you. And as long as we're doing that, we know we're going to be connected to our brothers and sisters, the rest of your body. So we take a moment to reflect on that, reflect on your grace and mercy and your perfect provision of each and every gift. And we bring back part of the monetary gifts that you give us that we have had the privilege of earning over the week. And just know that you're going to bless not only the giver, but the gifts, and that your name will be spread and shared, and your kingdom will grow because of this obedience. So thank you for that privilege. In Jesus' name, amen.
Ah, there's one. There's one. Okay. Yep, don't know where Sawyer is, but that's okay. She'll be here. She's somewhere. Okay. All right, we made it. All right. So I've got a little bit of a question for you guys, and this is going to be kind of aimed a little bit at Braxton. How many of you guys think of hard work as a part of the good stuff that we get from being in God's family? Braxton knows a little bit about hard work because yesterday he was helping us fill in that space out there on the playground, and he was like, whew, I'm sweating. He was doing a good job, though. I'm thankful for that. I I'm going to read something for you guys from Colossians that's going to tell you exactly that hard work is one of the good gifts that we get from just being in God's family. Colossians 3, 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So, I want to highlight another one of my kids because he's worked really hard this week to bring this worship set to be. And I want you guys to kind of get with your parents, get with people in the church, and think of ways that you can serve God just by doing the things you're good at. You know what I mean? Because you guys are all good at stuff. I know you are. I see you guys every week. What's that? You're going to try? Oh, you're good at drawing. I see. That could be used in a certain way. I don't know.
She's good at giving hugs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good at giving hugs. Well, that's what I've got for you guys today is whatever you do, do it for God. And if you do that, you'll never be a failure. And that's a big deal. So, all right, we're going to pray now, okay? God, I want to thank you for these kids. I know this whole church loves their kids and they want nothing but the best for them going forward. And I pray that we continue to foster their gifts and teach them how to use them for your glory always. And be with them in the class as they learn what they're going to learn and help them pay attention and give them a little taste of your voice and leading. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Praise you again and again, 'cause all
We don't have enough words to say how much you mean to us. Lord, we're thankful for the gift of life, for the eternal life that we find in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that Hannah was able to come here today. We're thankful, Lord, for the food we're about to participate in and for the fellowship, Lord, for which we are truly blessed. We love you and we thank you and praise you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
amen.
Hannah will be up here to answer your questions because I told her it was no use going out in the foyer because she'd be out there forever waiting. So come up and get the bottles and take them home with you.